Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen.
I'd like to invite you to come out and be a part of our Passion Play. It's going to be taking place on March the 15th, 16th, and the 17th. Special singing every night. It's going to begin at 6 o'clock, and then the play will begin at 7. We've got the Edwards family coming in on Friday night, the Justice family on Saturday night, and then the Reggie Sadler family will be with us on Sunday night, and we look forward to seeing you at the Passion Play at the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church coming up on the 15th, 16th, and the 17th of March.
Excuse me, sir, may I ask you a question? Are you the blind beggar that sat beside the road? I can't help but notice you can see as well as I can today. Please tell me how you got this way. He said, Jesus made the change. Jesus passed my way. Asked me what I wanted. I said, my sight. He forgave me of my sins. I was born again. Praise his holy name. I'm no longer the same. Jesus made the change. Pardon me, ma'am, can I have a minute? Are you the one that talked with Jesus at the well? I've heard people say you've not been the same since that day. How did that talk make such a change? She said, Jesus made the change. Jesus passed my way. Asked me what I wanted. I said, my life. He forgave me of my sins. I was born again. Praise his holy name. I'm no longer the same. Jesus made me change. Satan and sin, I was born headed for hell. I was a dead man walking. I could not help myself. But I heard the gospel preached and convinced. Met me in the way where I called on Christ and was saved. Jesus made the change. Jesus passed my way. Asked me what I wanted. I said my life. He forgave me of my sins. Then I was born again.
Instead of building a house, listen, Noah built an altar. Did y'all get that? Instead of running to build a house for the day, for the night, for the rest of his life, Noah stops long enough to build an altar. That tells me this morning that Noah had something in his heart that we need, amen? He had a worship, amen? He had a gear within him that said, hey, listen, do what's right first, and then God will bless. Now, instead of building a house to live in, Noah turns his attention to building an altar. In the Old Testament tabernacle, the first piece of furniture was the brazen altar. Now, I know I'm skipping around here just a little bit, and I'm leaving Noah's ark for just a moment, but I want you to see the importance of an altar, amen. Now, we've got an altar here this morning, and we call them the kneeling benches, amen, a place to come and pray. But I want you to know this. Maybe y'all didn't know this, but the altar's a place to die. Too often we don't see anything dying on our altars. No, we see people coming, they'll carry a burden to the Lord, and then they pick it right back up and they drag it back to the work week again. Listen, that's not the idea of the altar. The altar was a place to leave it there. Amen. It's a place where you take what's hurting, and a place that burden that you've got, and leave it on the altar and let God take care of it. Amen. That's what the altar's all about. It's a place of worship, giving it all to God. Now watch this. This altar, Old Testament, tabernacle. You know, God instructed Moses to build the tabernacle. Well, there was that tabernacle, that tent that I'm talking about. It was a fenced-in area. There was a fenced-in area. Had one door. We call it the Eastern Gate. One door in. Amen. And it was the only door for all the tabernacle. So if you're just going to leave that place, you'd have to go through that door. That's Jesus. Hallelujah. But the first place, listen, as soon as you go in the door, of that tabernacle, I mean, through the gate of that tabernacle, as soon as you go through that gate, the very first stop that you're going to get to, every sinner that went around it, every sinner that walked by, he walked by an altar called the brazen altar. You know what that brazen altar was used for? It was where that sacrificial lamb, that sacrificial offering, had to die. It was a place where it was burnt alive. See, preacher, I don't like that. A living sacrifice. Now, let me go on. The word altar means this. Think about this. It signifies to lift up. Oh, I'm telling you, I got a hold of this. I about had a fit. Makes me want to run right now. You say, what are you saying, preacher? The altar signifies to lift up. The altar was a place of lifting up, and it points us to the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, of which he himself said, If I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. You say, what are you saying, preacher? It took a death in order for man. It took the Savior being lifted up in order for you and I to be free from the condemnation of sin. Boy, if you ever get the hold of that, that altar's a place to come. It's an altar. It's a look here. If you don't, man, take your sacrifice to the Lord, if you don't take your problems to the Lord, if you don't, man, leave it in God's hand, guess what? You pick it up and you carry it yourself. You lift it up and you carry it back yourself. But if you'll take it to the Lord and lift it up, he'll take your problem. He'll take your sin. He'll take the things that you need, and he'll take care of them things for you. Notice this. In the Old Testament tabernacle, we also see that to which Noah built, we find a place of substitutionary death. These animals that were mentioned, we see this. Not only did Noah build an altar, but we notice this. The scripture says that he built an altar to the Lord and took every clean beast and every clean fowl and offered burnt offerings on the altar. Notice first of all that these animals that were used for sacrifice were not unfit. They were clean animals. In other words, they were a picture of cleanliness, of holiness, if you will. Not going to take something that was dirty. You take an old pig, and old pig that waters in the mire, an old pig that waters in the mud, that's an unclean animal. Unclean animal. Well, we eat them, amen, they're good. But I'm going to tell you something, listen, according to the Word of God, that was not fit for sacrifice. However, a lamb, on the other hand, boy, represents that of purity, amen. Boy, that dove, think about that dove. That raven would have never been considered a clean animal. No, that raven was a scavenger. That raven was out there eating on death, amen. Boy, it could never be a picture of a great sacrifice. No, it was out there all about itself. We preached on that last week. However, when it comes to this day, amen, on this day of worship and around this altar, what we see is this. We find those clean animals, amen, like that dove, amen, that's brought in and sacrificed as a representation of what Christ did for us at Calvary. He died for our sins. Noah took, yes, he built an altar, but watch this. He took from the group select animals, and he took those and he set those animals aside, and they were signified they're going to die. Can I tell you that the God Almighty took from his best? You say, what are you talking about? I'm telling you that God took the best lamb he had, And let me give you John 3:16. You can help me if you want to. For God so loved the world that he gave, glory to God, his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. If you're going to make anything about this thing about Christianity, if you're going to make anything about being saved and born again, it better be about the Lamb, amen. It better be about Jesus. Amen. John the Baptist said this, behold the Lamb of God who cometh to take away the sin of the world. He pulled one out for me, amen. Thank God. And he pulled him out for you. We might have everlasting life. So why did Noah build an altar and offer burnt offerings on the altar? Well, there's at least three reasons for this action. Number one, they involve appreciation, adoration, and they involve atonement. Watch this. In appreciation to what God has done, Noah takes from the animals. He takes a select group of clean animals. And Noah begins to part them off to the side. And when Noah gets off the ark, we find Noah's attitude of appreciation in the fact that, yes, God's helped him build the ark. Yes, God's helped him get through the flood. But now we find him building an altar. And now he's turning his appreciation, his thankfulness, his gratitude to a holy God who helped him get through the whole thing. Amen. Well, I'm telling you this morning, he said this. Thank God he's got me through the waters of death. Thank God. The ark survived the storm. Amen. Noah's family survived the storm. The animals all survived the storm. Why? Because they were all connected to the ark which God gave Noah. Now, I'm going to tell you this morning, that might not do anything for you. But I'm going to tell you something. Thank God I got a hold of this. I'm glad this morning I'm going to make it. And if you've been born again with the grace of God, you're going to make it. You say, why, preacher? Because we're connected to Jesus. Amen. The Bible said heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. That's connected to a promise. Thank God we're going home one of these days. Well, I tell you, look at the world scene right now. It's all gloom and doom. It's almost like the storms are hitting every side of it. The nations, the world itself, it looks horrible. But thank God, I tell you one thing about the church. The church ought to walk in. Amen. The church ought to be excited. The church ought to be up there singing with glory upon their soul. There ought to be a glow about you. Why? Because we know where we're going. We're not going down. No, we're going up. That altar points us in that direction. I'd say that Noah, when he got off the ark, thank God. Boy, I tell you, maybe he said, hey, we got to go get us some rocks. Huh? Yes. He is on the mountain already. He said, we got to get some rocks. Maybe them boys, Shem, Ham, and Japheth said, what's wrong with him? He's running out there. What's he doing with them rocks? And one of them said, hey, Dad, what are you doing? Aren't you tired? Don't you need to take some rest? He said, oh, no. Praise God, I'm better than I've ever been. I've been strengthened. I've been revived. I've been helped while in the ark. But I tell you, I want it to stay with me. Amen. So we're going to build an altar. Amen. He said, boys, y'all go get us some rocks. They get around there, man, they start building that altar. They start putting it together. Now listen, I have no reference that any of these boys ever helped him build this altar. It says Noah built the altar. But I'm just imagining. We know that Noah built the ark too, but I'm imagining he probably had a little help, amen. I'm saying when you got a board on one end, you'd like to sure as nice to have somebody on the other end, amen. Praise God. But we have no reference to these balance helping whatsoever. But can you imagine, listen, as they're stacking up these rocks. I want to remind you, listen, we want to hoop and holler on it because we get the type. We get the picture. But I want to remind you that this altar is a place something's going to have to die. Amen. It's a place something's going to die. It's not long. He gets over there and he starts building that altar. Boy, that thankfulness is coming on, that appreciation. He's saying, God delivered us. Boy, God's took care of us. He's kept my family safe. My family's been secure from the storm. Listen, we don't have a scratch. We don't have a bruise. Thank God. God's taking good care of us while we went through this storm. Friend, I want to tell you this morning, may we never forget the price that has to be paid for deliverance.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.